Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Jeff Zito, and welcome to another episode of Celebrity Jobber, where we talk to famous people about their first job, what their big break was. You know, was it a few different events over a course of time, or was it, boom, one thing that kind of launched you off into the stratosphere? And also, maybe if they weren't famous, what might they be doing? My guest today is Dr. Philip McGraw. You know him as Dr. Phil from TV. He wants you to get excited about your life. What's this guy's story? And does he do anything else other than the TV show? Oh, he does. And we're going to find out from my guest, TV's Dr. Phil, my guest this week on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Good morning.
Hey, I heard you on the Joe Rogan podcast, and now you're on the Celebrity Jobber podcast. What a week for you, huh?
I'll tell you what. I'm running with the big dog.
Well, listen, I wanted to talk about a few of the new business opportunities that you have these days, but just a little bit of history, if you don't mind. You grew up in Oklahoma. Can you tell me what your mom and your dad did?
Well, my mom was a stay-at-home mom and then did, you know, kind of part-time work. And when I was born, my dad was the head football coach at Veneta, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
The night I was born, I interrupted his first ever game as head coach at Veneta High School.
Oh, wow.
Interrupted his first game. And then, you know, he worked in the oil field business selling grill bits and pipe and that sort of stuff. So we moved all around. We were all over Oklahoma.
When you went to college, Dr. Phil, what was it that you were studying in college? What did you think you wanted to be? Did you think you wanted to be a psychologist or psychiatrist when you were going to school?
I really didn't know. When I went to University of Tulsa on a football scholarship.
Oh, wow.
Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. And that was kind of my focus at the time, but I wasn't really a young man of vision at that point, let's just say. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and then I got a pretty severe head and neck injury that ended that, and I ultimately took up tennis and went back to school on a tennis scholarship.
Wow!
Much smaller school, by the way.
Okay.
But I did go on a tennis scholarship, so I was able for athletics to pay my way through school most of the way. At that point, I did know that I wanted to either go to law school or pursue psychology, and so I kind of did both. I did clinical psychology, but then I did a postdoctoral fellowship in forensic psychology or psychology in the law, so I kind of got a bite out of both.
Okay, and then what was your first gig out of college? Was it were you a psychiatrist or psychologist right out of college?
I was in private practice for a good while, and I did a lot of work in corporate America, leadership training and things like that, and then spent a lot of time in the litigation arena because I launched a company called Courtroom Sciences, which is a trial science firm where we did jury selection and witness training and trial strategy and that sort of thing. That's how I met Oprah, actually.
Okay.
Which kind of steered me into the television arena.
And tell me, do you think meeting Oprah, was that your big break, you know, quote unquote? Was that what got you to the next level? And could you tell us a little bit about that chance meeting with her?
Well, it wasn't a chance meeting. We were hired by Harpo Productions, Courtroom Sciences, to represent her in the Mad Cow case up in Amarillo when she was sued by the cattle growers up there, and worked with her for like 2.5 years. And at the time, Courtroom Science was representing probably 50 of the Fortune 100, representing all of the airlines anytime there was a crash. We represented the airlines in that regard. We represented all of the studios in Hollywood, all the movie studios, Paramount, Universal, all the different studios out there. So we had a very successful trial science business. You know, we represented Exxon, Coca-Cola, just virtually everybody. So it doesn't make as good of a rags to riches story because we were very successful in what we did. And then I was on the Oprah show on every Tuesday for 5 years before we launched the Dr. Phil show. So it was kind of a process, I suppose.
Yeah, it, definitely. It seems to be like a series of a few years that led to where you are today. What about your first job, Dr. Phil? Can you take me all the way back to your very first gig ever?
I can, but before we move off of it, let me also say there is no way I can overstate the O factor, the Oprah factor. I mean, you talk about a huge, huge advantage of having Oprah to support you in launching the Dr. Phil show and all. And she's still a great friend, and we're still very much in touch. But what a wonderful boon to your television career when you're launched by the number one voice probably in the history of television. So
no doubt about it. And I think that is pretty cool because you have gone on to be quite successful over the years on your own. But I kind of just, I like how you acknowledge that that really helped considerably. And she was just the biggest thing going at the time that you, yeah, you know, launched.
Can't give her enough credit, I'll tell you for sure. My first job was at an A&W root beer stand.
Oh!
In Oklahoma. I was a car hop, and I worked there for a short time, and that was right before they put all of the car hops on skates.
Oh!
And when they put us on skates, I was toast, baby.
That was the end of your career at that particular point in time.
There are still hamburgers rolling down the highway from where I scattered them everywhere. I was not good on skates carrying a tray of food.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These days, Dr. Phil, on top of, you know, your TV show, which my mother watches all the time, and I watch it early in the morning too these days. I just started finding it, you know, next to the sports channel that I watch that starts at 8 and you're on a little bit before that. So I start catching the end of Dr. Phil in the morning. But you've got a couple new things going on, one being a book, the other being a network. And I want you to talk a little bit about both of those things. The book, We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. Who's this book for?
Yeah, this book is for really every American that is concerned with where this country is headed right now. Everyone is concerned that we're seemingly rewriting history, biology, facts, language that we can use and not use. What's happening with our young people. It's just, if you're concerned about the direction that America's taking right now, this is not a political book at all. This is a psychosocial book. It has to do with the psychological collective personality of America. It has to do with what we can do to get some common sense back in this country and move it forward. And the network, Merritt Street Media, is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week network that's built around my value system, and We've Got Issues is kind of the blueprint for what that network is going to be all about. Those two go hand in hand, and they are right together. So it's, and I'm very excited. The book comes out next Tuesday. You can pre-order it now on Amazon.com. The network launches April 2nd, and I couldn't be more excited about everything I got going on right now.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot going on. And the network, I'm interested, is it going to be some Dr. Phil, some original programming? Is Oprah going to be? Could you tell us a little bit about the schedule of what's going to be on the network?
We're going to have 4 hours of news every day. We're going to have others on the network. Mike Rowe is on. Bear Grylls is on.
Cool.
Nancy Grace is on. We got a lot of original programming, and then we'll have some legacy programming. Cops is a series that will be appearing on the network, and then we've got some others that we haven't announced yet, but will soon. And it's going to be the biggest launch since Fox.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you ever imagine all of this? Like, what was it you wanted to be when you grew up? You were a young guy looking at your life. You couldn't have seen Dr. Phil, TV, books. What did you want? What was your dream when you were a kid?
Well, there's two questions there. Did I ever envision this? No. And what did I think I was going to do when I grew up? I thought I'd probably be an airline pilot.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I think you figured it out. And it was a real pleasure talking to you, man.
Jeff, thank you so much. I'm always happy to talk to Zito, and I hope I can do it again.
Oh, you better believe it, pal. Thanks again, Dr. Phil. Okay, guy grows up in Oklahoma. Seems like pretty humble beginnings. Mother was a stay-at-home, which happened quite a bit back then. And father worked in the oil fields, but was also a football coach in his very first game. Dr. Phil said was interrupted by his birth. I wonder if his dad's team got the win that night. So believe it or not, I had no idea that Dr. Phil was an athlete, a college athlete at that, with his dad being the head football coach at the high school. I guess that gave Dr. Phil a little bit of a leg up, if you will, to becoming a decent football player. I believe it was the University of Tulsa where he got his scholarship. Then he got injured and football for him was over. But got into tennis, was a pretty good tennis player. That I kind of find hard to believe. Just by looking at him, I'm sure he was, you know, a little bit more fleet of foot back then. But ended up going back to college, different school, smaller school, on a tennis scholarship. A psychology major who went into private practice as soon as he graduated. You know, I find it kind of funny that he said as a young man he didn't have much vision. But then again, I asked him if he wasn't Dr. Phil and had all this going, what he thinks he would have become. And very quickly, he responded with airline pilot. He thought he was going to be an airline pilot. And I just kind of thought that was pretty interesting, you know? He definitely made no bones about his big break, which we all could assume the O factor. Oprah Winfrey hired his company to do some investigative work on that mad cow lawsuit that she was going through at the time. I guess saw something in Dr. Phil, put him on TV, and the rest is, like they say, is history. Pretty funny, as a first job, Dr. Phil worked at an A&W root beer stand, but that didn't last long because the wait staff quickly transitioned into roller skates, and Dr. Phil, not a big skater, apparently, as burgers were rolling down the street. I'm sure he's fell on his ass a few different times on those roller skates. So it was a quick career at the A&W root beer stand in Oklahoma for Dr. Phil McGraw, who has, by the way, a few other business endeavors, like his book. By the way, he's a number one New York Times bestselling author. A new book coming out called We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. Plus, Dr. Phil has his own television network coming out in the near future. So this guy is pretty self-made. Really cool story. And you can find out more about the book and, of course, Dr. Phil at drphil.com. You know, sometimes these guests will surprise you. Dr. Phil, one of those guests, in my opinion, didn't really know what to expect from him, but quite interested in his full story. So thanks for listening to another episode of Celebrity Jobber, streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and appreciate a 5-star rating. Leave a review if you would. All our past episodes are on celebritytjobber.com. Some real good ones on the way in the near future as well. I always tell you that, but next week we're going to hear from Alfonso Ribeiro. Remember him from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton? He's got an incredible story and formed a relationship with Michael Jackson at a very young age. So we're going to talk to him a lot about that right here on the Celebrity Jobber podcast. As always, thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Zito.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.